Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard. If you want to present an episode of my theory podcast, you can. All you need to do is go and get on the Acast supporter feature. I'm more than happy to take your coffee money because I haven't had enough coffee today. Hello, chickens. It's the fabulous Adam Richard. I'm very much struggling with the daylight savings this week. Daylight saving. Anyway, I shall struggle on through episode 5 of the War Games. Last we left it, Zoe was about to be killed by Carstairs, who's meant to be her friend, but, you know, the conditioning's gone. He thinks she's a German spy. But old mate lecturer in the wraparound Kanye Shades tells him that they need her alive, and he's like, no, no. And anyway, he eventually lets her go. Meanwhile, in the barn where Baldy with the monocle has been captured by the rebels, the soldier who saved Jamie and Jennifer, Lady Jennifer, is trying to interrogate Baldy and find out where the tunnel is that the soldiers come out of. And Jamie's like, there's no tunnel. There's a big machine, a big green machine, and they all come out of that. And he's like, nah, I don't reckon. So he wants to find the tunnel because he just wants to go home. Oh. One of the other soldiers gets a bit uppity, wants to shoot Baldy. So he and old mate, who's just been interrogating Baldy, start fighting. There's a bit of a punch on. Meanwhile, notices that, by the way, Jamie and Jennifer are about to sneak off. and then the big boss of the rebels comes in. I'm like, oh, this again? They're about to run away and someone comes in and stops them. Meanwhile, Jamie's noticed that Baldy is about to make a Skype call, so stops him. Then we're with Zoe. She's been dragged into this wacky op art room with like a spiral pattern on the wall. It's very much hurting my eyes. She's being marched in by another guy in a wetsuit and the zappy guns. There's a guy in glasses in there who puts a VR helmet on, kind of thing. It makes this weird noise and it causes Zoe to talk. Like it must be some sort of truth helmet. I'm wearing the truth helmet. So she keeps insisting she's born in the 21st century, so he keeps turning up the intensity and she doesn't change her story. Then she's telling him about the Doctor and the TARDIS and how he's got time travel. And then old mate starts projecting images into her head. I don't know how it works. They're just overlaid. And he's like, I want you to identify the Doctor. Meanwhile, the Doctor's sneaking about and comes across the lecturer who says, oh, you shouldn't be there. The War Chief pointed you out. And he's like, no, that was Zoe. Carstairs is in the chair and the lecturer tells the Doctor to tie Carstairs up because he's about to deprogram him, as the Doctor suggested, before reprogramming him. So I guess it's like, you know, when you wipe a hard drive and then start putting things back on it, but you've got to completely wipe it. I don't know. The Doctor fakes tying up the knots, and when Carstairs comes around, he recognises the Doctor, and the lecturer's like, "Oh, it is you! You're a bad person!" And then chases him around the chair like they're like Tom and Jerry. And then Carstairs grabs the lecturer, sticks him in the chair, and the Doctor turns on the machine. And then as they're about to walk off, the Doctor turns the machine down a little bit and goes, "I'll just leave them to simmer." Ridiculous. So meanwhile, we're back in the barn. Jamie's explaining everything, and Baldy breaks away to contact Central Control, where of course we then go to Central Control and the Skype alarm is going off. It is the loudest, most annoying alarm in the world. I don't know why it's so, like, everyone just must ignore it by now. Like, it's like, oh, Skype call. The war chief arrives with his pendant and his groovy sideburns to talk to the interrogator about Zoe. She doesn't know anything about the resistance, and the war chief says the Doctor's still loose. And the security guard goes, they're both from 1917, like not admitting that they're not who they say they are at all. Then some other bloke in a jumpsuit, it looks like, you know, just a boiler suit kind of thing, comes in and tells them that there's been an emergency in the Civil War zone. And so they just leave Zoe there alone, which is with the security guard, which is when the Doctor and Carstairs come in and rescue her from the wetsuit guy. The Doctor puts on the VR helmet, the interrogation machine, and cycles through the pictures of the resistance members. And he's like, oh, we can organize the resistance into one big army. Uh-oh. Meanwhile, the security boss orders guards to go to the Civil War zone. The Doctor, Zoe, and Carstairs freak out because they hear the Skype alarm going off. I'm like, what are you freaking out for? It's just a phone call. But for some reason, this time, it is an actual security alert. And the wetsuit guys are running past to go and get in a TARDIS-y box thing. In the barn, the box appears. So Jamie's like, everyone hide, everyone hide. And the rubber-suited guards come out. And they shoot the guy who saved Jamie and Lady Jennifer. Oh. But then eventually the rubber-suited guards are overwhelmed. Then we're back in the center. And the war chief and the security bloke are having a very bitchy tiff about whose fault everything is. And at one point, the war chief spins on his heel like he's about to lip sync for his life, and squeals, "You dare question me?" I didn't think he could be any more camp, but I was wrong. He calls out the security guard as incompetent, and then he clutches his pendant, holding it up, saying, "Without the knowledge that I have, this venture would be impossible." Oh my God, he is my favorite character in this entire story. He's the best. And then the security chief's like, "Well, if you've got problems, take them to the warlord." Oh, they've both got a boss. I love this. There's another big boss. Oh my God. The security chief goes into his spiral cell room and finds the guard on the floor and Zoe's gone. He is not happy about that. Meanwhile, in the barn, Jamie decides he's going to go wherever the guards came from, and the rebel boss is going to go with him. And he says, tells Lady Jennifer wants to come, but he's like, no, I've got heaps of injured people that need a nurse, so can you go and help? And she's like, no, all right. And she says goodbye to Jamie as if, oh, I've been paid for 5 episodes. I can't, there's no more money. I've got to go. Off she goes to save some injured soldiers. Meanwhile, the security guard finds the lecturer that's been put on simmer and releases him from the machine. And the security guard says, the girl knows space and time travel. And the lecturer's like, what? Only the war chief knows that. And then the security guard goes, yes, and his people. They also have space and time travel. And he is a traitor to his own people. Maybe he is a traitor to us as well. So the war chief is obviously not one of them. Meanwhile, the war chief is being told about the missing security force in the Civil War zone. And he's about to call the security chief. And he's like, no, I'll make an announcement. He loves the public address system. So he orders a whole bunch of security guards to wherever the, you know, capsules turn up that all the soldiers go in. The doctor's down in the capsule area and he's like, oh, I can probably control one of those machines. That's when all of the security guards, the guys in the rubber wetsuits and the zappy guns, turn up and they're aiming all their guns at the machine as it arrives. The machine that has Jamie and all the rebels in it, they all come out and then pew, 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 pew. They're all shot and they fall down dead and that's the end of the episode. Oh my God. By the way, the zappy guns, when they shoot, do this weird radiating op art thing that is quite confusing to my eyes. They do love a little bit of a weird video effect here in the 60s Doctor Who. I mean, it's 1969. We're right down the end of it. All right, next episode is episode 6 of The War Games. 6 of 10. This thing goes on forever.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.